You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Hour number three, local, state, national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it's been a full show so far. We spent the first hour almost talking about zombie drugs. Had that interview with Barry Mattson from the Alabama District Attorneys Association. Then we had Boomer and McQueen, and now we're moving on to number two on the Triple Dipper. Are they among us? I almost wish I had some kind of eerie sound effects to play in the background, I tell you what, Boomer, let's do this again. Let's go ahead and do it right now. You know the one you've got for Cacistocracy? I'm going to say, are they among us?
You're trapped.
Stop. Perfect. All right, but you know, not to make too much light of it, because I mean, this is real. But I will tell you this. One of the funniest things that came out of this whole situation was I've gotten to where I love to see Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana give commentary about anything. I don't care what. If he said, I made a ham sandwich for lunch, it would be funny. And the guy has got such a way with words. But he did a little short soundbite. He put it out on his social media. And by the way, it's worth looking at just because of the way he staged the video. But he had a few things to say about yesterday's hearings on UFOs. Boomer, do you have that segment? Go ahead and play it.
In Washington, D.C., common sense is illegal. I swear to God and all the angels, that's true. You know, I remember when the kitchen table issues mattered more than pronouns. When boys weren't allowed to compete in girls' sports. When truth mattered a lot more than political correctness. Maybe that's why the aliens won't talk to us.
I hit it, Boomer. Senator John Kennedy. Maybe that's why the aliens won't talk to us, because we got so many jacked up things going on around here. But so here's the deal, though. Coming back around to reality, we had this hearing yesterday that was, you know, in some ways described as a landmark hearing. It was a hearing that had testimony under oath that surpassed anything that we've ever heard before when it comes to UFOs. As a kid, I was fascinated by UFOs. I'll never forget in my seventh grade science class, you had to do a science project where you had to build something, have posters for it, do your presentation. This guy right here didn't do one on, like, you know, seismology or geography or mixing of chemicals for any reason. No, I did one on UFOs. I was fascinated by UFOs as a kid, especially. I've been fascinated for years by movies about what happens if they do arrive. I've been fascinated by things like, you know, the episode of we had it yesterday, the episode of Twilight Zone, where it turns out that the aliens were not just here with a book saying, to serve man, because To Serve Man was really a cookbook. And I mean, these kind of things, like, you think, okay, this could go really bad. But then again, here's the thing. Here's getting real. Something is happening. We don't know what. There is no way in the world you can have this many sightings by unrelated individuals, which now, by the way, technology has gotten to the point that the sightings are being recorded on video, especially when you consider in the defense industry, we have the ability to track things by satellite and to in-flight record and to, you know, basically keep up to a certain degree with speeds that we didn't used to be able to keep up with, and they still exceed our capabilities. So I guess the thing that I would say before I begin recounting some of what came out of yesterday's hearing is that there is some phenomenon going on that we can't match, or at the very least, someone has capabilities that we don't know that we can match. Either one's a problem. If there's somebody out there, not us, that has these things that can defy the laws of physics, that can fly into water without making a splash virtually, and then travel across barely under the surface of the water at epic speeds, And then launch itself into the air again and fly. We got that on video. If we got these things that can stop in midair and change direction and accelerate like nothing we've ever seen before in such a way that G-forces would have otherwise harmed a human, then you have to look at it and go, okay, man, somebody's got something. Either something from somewhere else, not us, has brought technology here that we can't keep up with. That alone is scary. Or B, someone here on Earth has technology. And if it's not us, then who has it? Well, so here's the deal. They had a hearing yesterday, and they had sworn testimony from three individuals. One of them is a guy named David Grush. Another one's a guy named Ryan Graves. Another one's David Fravor. And these were not knuckleheads, all right? These were not, like, conspiracy theorists, tinfoil-wearing, hat-wearing individuals who did not appear to have their act together. David Grush served for 14 years as an intel officer in the Air Force, and then he went to work for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Ryan Graves, a former Navy pilot, and David Fravor was also, by the way, a former Navy guy. So they testified under oath to a variety of things, not all of which is, like, really comfortable to hear. So, like, what? All right, what, Phil? What happened? What? What are you talking about? Well, I'm saying, are they among us? Because here's what David Grush said. David Grush, under oath before Congress yesterday, said, as a former intel officer, he is absolutely certain that the federal government is in possession of, the new term is not UFO, it's UAPs, unknown aerial phenomena, whatever, UFOs. That he is absolutely certain the federal government is in possession of UFOs, citing interviews that he has conducted with over 40 witnesses in a four-year period. Huh. The former U.S. intelligence vigil said he led the Defense Department's efforts to analyze reported. So basically, he was in the DOD as part of an investigative team designed to ferret out information about UFOs. He is absolutely certain, he said, based upon the interviews, that the federal government is currently in possession of UFOs. All right, there's that. Then on top of it, you've got the fact that he said it's a multi-decade-old program that has collected and reconstructed crashed UAPs or UFOs. He also said when he was asked by one of the Democrat representatives how such a program could be funded, he said he has firsthand knowledge that it is funded above congressional oversight with misappropriated funds. The congressman then asked him again, does that mean there's money in the budget that's set to go to one program, doesn't go to it, and goes to something else? And Grush said, yes, I have specific knowledge of that. There were several times when these guys would invoke the confidentiality of what they were saying and felt like the open forum was inappropriate, but they were willing to testify in a closed-door session if that's what it took. Wow. Okay, what else? Ryan Graves, the former Navy pilot. He testifies under oath that military pilots do not feel adequately briefed on UAPs, he said. It leaves them unprepared to respond. He claimed that commercial airline pilots have also spotted them quite a bit, and he says there has to be a safe and transparent reporting process because these are being seen, and we have to know that we can report them without feeling like we're putting our careers in jeopardy. Because there's a stigma, he said, that silences pilots who fear there'll be professional repercussions if they dare to speak out about it. He says the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has no mechanism to report these things. And then you got the guy, David Fravor, a former Navy commander who said that he and three fellow military pilots spotted a white tic tac. By the way, this is on video. And that when he descended to inspect it, it bore no visible rotors, wings, or exhaust, and it ascended and approached his fighter jet and then took off at speeds that could be unmatched. Listen, this is all under oath yesterday in testimony. And you have to look at it and say, okay, something's going on. We don't know what. Is it aliens from another planet? We don't know. We don't know that. But if it's not, then who is it? Because either A, we have technology that's not being disclosed, which is possible, or B, somebody else on Earth has technology that we're not keeping up with, and that's not good, or C, there is some other phenomenon going on, and nobody knows what it is, and that's not comfortable either. All right, we're going to talk about it a little bit more when we get back. I got some more information here about yesterday's hearings. Like, for instance, they claim that they have actually seized what one witness referred to as biologics, meaning something of a biological nature. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Are they among us? We'll talk about it. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, brand new texter in the text string, Steve from Coleman. We're glad you're in the system with us, brother. Thank you for joining up. Steve from Coleman says, I love the show. Just found it about 3 weeks ago. Well, we're glad you did, man, and stay on board. So I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. Are they among us? I mean, it's a reasonable question, right? Because something's happening. Something's going on. And so here's one story that came from Washington Examiner. Washington Examiner, Dateline yesterday. UFO witnesses testify about technology that defies current material on Earth. So one of the witnesses, retired Major Grush, was asked about the pilots of some of these aircrafts that were described as having non-human origins. He reiterated that biologics came with some of the recoveries, meaning that there were crash sites that he believes the U.S. has access to, and they recovered what he called biologics. According to him, those pilots were non-human. That was the assessment of people with direct knowledge of the program that I talked to that are currently still on the program, he explained. Grush's testimony was handicapped by the classified nature of much of the information he possesses. Prompted on whether our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials, he said, "That's something I can't discuss in a public setting." That's interesting. I mean, for the love. At one point, he said, he was aware of injuries that have occurred in people who were trying to do what they called as reverse engineering of some of the technology recovered on the crash sites. He said, "I've heard about people talking about Havana syndrome type incidences. I can't get into specifics." All right, so they can take him behind closed doors and continue his sworn testimony, and I hope they did or are going to. I'll tell you this, though. That guy, Grush, he said he has been threatened. He's a whistleblower, by the way. To keep that in mind, these aren't guys who are out there trying to sell a book. They're not out there trying to find their moment in fame. Maybe they are, but the reality is they haven't done anything yet other than testify before Congress because they're whistleblowers. Grush himself was actually assigned to a Department of Defense research committee to investigate sightings and to compile his evidence, and he felt like it was getting shoveled underneath, you know, or swept underneath the rug. And so he's the one, the reason why they had this hearing was because of him, because he began to bring some of this stuff to light. And Representative Tim Burchett from Tennessee, he was like, "Whoa, hey, we are going to have a congressional hearing on this." So this guy Grush basically forced the issue by bringing his whistleblower information to a member of Congress. And like I said, he says he was threatened. One of the other witnesses, Graves, who was a Navy pilot, Ryan Graves, he flew F-18s. He had over a decade of service in the U.S. Navy. He described his firsthand account of run-ins with UFOs, including the object's abilities to accelerate and to hold their position against hurricane-force winds and outlast U.S. fighter jets. That's just something. All three whistleblowers described UFOs' physics-defying maneuvers, the object's lack of visible propulsion systems and control surfaces, like wings or engines, and basically no one could tell what's what. Representative Tim Burchett, the guy who called for the hearings, he said, "We've got to fight this, you know, we got to move this forward, this conversation." He says, "You can't trust a government that will not trust its own people." I would tend to agree with that. Although I do believe, by the way, that there's a sense that if this became a true thing, if this was something that literally is of extraterrestrial, it would almost be comforting to find out the Russians built something we don't have yet, although you don't want that. But nonetheless, that would be more comforting than to find out that extraterrestrials, who we don't know their intent, are coming here from elsewhere. I mean, then you get into the public panic thing. Well, if they won't tell us about it, then it doesn't sound like it is Russia or China. I mean, wouldn't they tell you if they had evidence of Russia and China? I mean, I could see where they might want to try and reverse engineer the technology or you know, gain an upper hand against it. But if it's not somebody that we would understand and expect, then what is it? And why won't they just say, "Here's what we got"? Well, to end this segment, I'll just say this. Is it a national security risk? Story here on the Hill asked that very question. Is it a national security risk? Ryan Graves, that pilot again, who flew Super Hornets, F-18 Super Hornets, He says if UFOs, or UAPs they call them, are foreign drones, then that's an urgent national security problem. If it's something else, it's an issue for science, but in either case, unidentified objects are a concern for flight safety. He said all three witnesses replied in the yes, or the affirmative, when asked if UAPs could be collecting reconnaissance information on the United States. Well, so Representative Robert Garcia, Democrat out of California, said, you know what? UAPs, whatever they may be, they may pose a serious threat to our military and civilian aircraft. That must be understood. We should encourage more reporting, not less. The more we understand, the safer we will be. But witness Graves, again, estimated that only 5% of the sightings are even reported, because he said that there's such a stigma for pilots. They feel like they're going to lose their careers. I'll tell you what, I got time for maybe one call before we get going. Is that Robbie from Oneonta? Is that what we got? I think it is. Yeah. Hey, Robbie, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. We got about a minute and a half. What's on your mind?
Well, like I was telling Boomer, I think I'd be the first crazy one to call in. It's, I actually believe it's that our government has got the technology. I believe 95% of these sightings you see is our government. And, well, one issue is like the black fly, the triangles that's been spotted. I believe that's our government. What do you got to think, say about it?
Well, I mean, hey, Robbie, thanks for the call, by the way. We're going to hit the break here in a second. If it is, okay, I would rather it be us than anything else, to be honest. I'd rather it be us than anything else. If it's us, then why would you withhold that? Because you could revolutionize worldwide travel. You could drive every nation in the world who is ready to bow up against us into basically the background, because they would not want to mess with us. So if it's us,
it's all about power. I think it's all about power.
Well, that I agree, and, but if you assert the fact that you've got it, then you've got more power. If you're telling somebody you don't have it, then they don't have any reason to worry about you.
Yeah, you're right about that. Actually, I saw something on NASA out of the looking at the space station, ISS space station.
Hey, Robbie, the music's playing, brother. We're up against a break, but I appreciate you calling, all right?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, Robbie from Oneonta, appreciate it. Y'all call in if you want to. We're going to come right back. I'm going to go ahead and switch gears, though. That was a short dipper. We're moving to dipper number 3 on Hunter Biden. So if y'all want to call in, you can, but we're moving on. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio.